Gardner standing over the ball on this right-hand side. Lescott's waving both arms beyond the far post. And it comes from Gardner. It's a teasing ball and headed into the net. Victor Anichebe. It is another set-piece goal from West Bromwich Albion. Anichebe's had a very quiet afternoon, but nothing wrong with that header from just inside the penalty area. Gardner's delivery. Anichebe on the end of it. Boing, boing. Newcastle 0, Albion 1. Taylor to swing it in. A flat one. It picks out to Aroisi Perez just inside the area, and I think Moyhill was unsighted there. It went past a bank of Albion shirts from Aroisi Perez and into the bottom corner of the net, and Newcastle have equalised. It's Newcastle 1, Albion 1. Tony Pulis standing, hands in pockets, stony-faced on the near touchline. They should have been able to keep that out the baggies, but they haven't done, and Newcastle are level.
Tony, mathematically safe, that's quite an achievement, isn't it, bearing in mind the situation you were in when you came in?
No, we're obviously delighted at the football club. I'm delighted for all the Albion supporters, all of, you know, the staff, chairman, everybody involved. Delighted for the players and my staff, but... This was a tough one, a real, real tough one. And I'm very, very pleased that we've got over the line.
Newcastle today were always going to fight very, very hard. It was a tough game. I mean, you put a lot into that. And you hear the woodwork, I don't know how many times.
No, I know. We have a responsibility to all the Albion supporters who pay good money week in, week out to support their team. We have a responsibility to everybody else in the Premier League, all the teams that are down there. And we have a responsibility to back at least Premier League to show everybody that it is the best league in the world when it comes to trying to get results. And, you know, the lads have done that today. They've worked very, very hard. You know, a lot of people had said 40 points is enough. And psychologically, it's very difficult then to get into the players again, you know, and to get them to wipe that away and realise and recognise the importance of these games. And they've done it today. You know, like you say, on another day, we could have scored 3 goals. And they've had 2 shots on goal, they've scored one, and Bowes had an easy save. For all their possession and all what they did, I thought coped quite well with it. And the disappointing thing, we were a little bit scruffy on the turnover of play, but I can't have a go at the players.
Finally from me, the hard work will continue after a short break for you. Have you got the core here to do well, do you think?
We're flying out to watch a game tomorrow, so the work starts now, and it doesn't stop, and I don't care what anybody says. The close season, you know, you do all your work in the close season, and if you're successful, you have a good season. And Mourinho's proved that again. You know, it's an old adage that Alex Stock told me about 40 years ago when I was starting management. You know, the summers are the important time to get everything in place for that following season.
You've got to be delighted, though, Tony, the way it's turned out as well for you. You've done it again. You've brought another club back from the brink.
Yeah, it's pleasing, and it's, you know, it's rewarding for everybody. I find the club a smashing club. It's obviously a traditional club. It's got good support. They're very, very loyal supporters, and the infrastructure is first class. So it's been a pleasure to work here, and I've enjoyed it. But it's been tough. It has been tough.
What have you made of it here at Newcastle? Because the lead up to the game was all very, very difficult for you. It can be a bit unsettling, can't it, from your side of things?
Well, it was always going to be difficult because everybody was, you know, the critics were out in force, you know, against John and against the team and the club and everything. So we knew they'd be fired up. The most important thing was that we, you know, as I've just said, we gave a performance, and that's what we've done. And, you know, they were disappointed in afterwards that we never won again.
You brought Victor in for Saido today, Tony, and he rewarded you with a goal.
Yeah, Saido, I'd spoke to Saido earlier in the week, and Saido, he's been absolutely wonderful for us this year. You know, 21 years of age, and he's been the main man up front. And I thought he looked a little bit tired at Manchester United right at the end of the game. He's had a busy week off the pitch this week. You know, trumpeted in a very good cause. And, you know, we decided that it'd be best for him to sit out this one and come on if we were struggling or if we needed him. And when he came on, he looked back to where he was a couple of weeks ago, which was pleasing.
And Victor's performance over?
Nah, Victor did smash it, really. I fancied Victor today against their 2 centre-halves, and he scores a great goal. He's got a great goal-scoring record against Newcastle as well. I think he scored more goals in his career against Newcastle than anybody else. So it'd have been absolutely crazy for me not to think of that as well when I picked him.